Alright, well, currently sitting in the passenger seat of Adam's car, driving out to Yonkers, New York for the Hudson Horror Show. So you might hear some rain in the background. It's raining like hell here, and I think it might be a little bit of sleet or something. It was icy this morning.
Yeah, freezing rain, we got advisories and all that, but we're still going, so fuck it out.
So we're going out, we're going to get to watch three movies?
Yeah.
What are we watching?
The order is first, they're going to open with Sleepaway Camp. And they're going to do the giant spider invasion. And the final one's going to be Blood Beach. So have you actually seen any of the... I've seen... Obviously, we've reviewed Sleepaway Camp. That's a favorite of mine.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen Blood Beach. It's been a long time. That's the one where the chick gets sucked through the sand.
Yeah, like yeah. There's like a monster. It's like... I don't know if it's like a sand shark type thing. That like pulls people down under the sand. And then giant spider invasion...
That one I haven't seen.
I guess it's never had an actual home video release, or maybe just via you're ever going to see it, is on 35mm in a theater. So they've got a 35mm print of that. It's from the mid-70s, and it's from, like, Wisconsin. And all I know about it is that they dress up VW bugs as giant spiders.
Oh, yeah. I watched the trailer for it after.
I didn't even watch the trailer, you know.
That one I haven't seen, so.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun show. And the best thing about the Draft House, man. Order beers while you watch them.
I know, that's a plus.
Right? Food, beers.
We got the local one in our town, but...
It's not the same,
yeah. That one's tiny, and...
And it's a lot of, like, old people.
Yeah, because they play, like, 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And they show 50 Shades of Grey for, like, 3 months.
Oh, my God, yeah. They'll show the shittiest movie forever.
Yeah, that's what sucks about it.
I don't know if they can't afford to, like, get another movie in there or what, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think as long as they keep selling out tickets, because they sell out tickets like crazy at that place, they just keep showing. I remember when that fucking Fat Greek Wedding movie came out.
Yeah.
You remember that movie?
Yeah.
That thing was in the Gilson for like 5 months. Like, it just kept playing.
Wow.
And I was like, how many, there aren't that many people who live in our town.
No.
You know, like, how could they possibly still be selling out tickets to my big fat wedding? Whatever.
And it's always packed, too.
Yeah,
it's always, you can never get down. Man,
do you think people just go see the same movie every weekend? Like, fuck it, it's the only thing to do around here. And I can go there and drink and eat, and the tickets are $6.
Yeah.
You know, it's the only thing I think.
It's like, let's go out to dinner and watch the same movie we watched last week.
Yeah. Like, we don't want to stay home and talk to each other, so might as well just go do that. But, no, the Draft House is completely different, you know. It's big, comfy seats and all that, so that's where we're headed. We may have a recording when we get out as well, so we'll have kind of a reaction to the show and see how it was.
Yeah.
But I did want to talk to you about, I actually watched a bunch of movies like in the past day and a half. So I watched John Wick this morning, which came highly recommended from you and from several other people, so I gave it a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, man.
Kick-ass movie, eh?
Good movie, yeah. You know what the thing that they do right, as I was watching it, is they don't give a shit whether or not any of it's believable.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the one thing that, say, yeah, there's a hotel in New York City where hitmen go and hang out.
Yeah, and give gold coins.
Right, and give gold coins, and there's rules that, and there's a doctor on site 24/7 to heal, you know, fix their wounds.
But how do you know the place doesn't exist?
I know, but that's what's funny. You know what I mean? It's like they create this world,
yeah.
And they don't care.
They create a world within our world.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like this underground society.
And it's all taken 100% seriously.
Yeah.
So at no point are they trying to be tongue-in-cheek or be like, oh, isn't this kind of dumb? It's like, this is the way it is, and you're just going to have to accept it. And I love that. It's like...
I didn't look up anything about that before I watched
it. Me neither. I had no clue.
It was just you know, hearsay. Everybody was like, mm-hmm. check it out. Mm-hmm. So when I watched it, I was really impressed. And one of the things I noticed, and I didn't see any complaints about this until afterwards. Like, I think it was on, like, IMDb or something. They were like, oh, did anybody teach him how to hold a gun? He's holding it sideways and crooked like a gangster. And I'm like, no. That's actually the proper way in close quarters combat. So whoever trained him to hold that gun in close quarters combat trained him right, because that's the way you're supposed to, so that you're looking out your eye one way with your gun sideways, and as you move your head, you move your gun. So it's all one fluent motion instead of having to realign.
Yeah.
And that was one of the biggest complaints I saw with people. But
really?
Yeah.
That's, like, the thing that bought, like, not the gold coins, yeah. Not the secret hitman hotel, not the fact that he could just call up somebody and be like, yeah, I need a reservation for 12, and I'm going to come take away dead bodies for him.
Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah, it was awesome, yeah. And then, again, he pays that guy in 12 gold coins.
Yeah, it's like... Like you said with, I forget who you said it about, but it's like, with Keanu Reeves, it's like, I'm not a huge Keanu Reeves fan.
No.
But that movie was so badass.
Well, it's like The Matrix, you know, like, I love The Matrix, and it's because when Keanu Reeves doesn't have to actually emote, you know, like, he doesn't have to show any emotion.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he's perfectly fine, because he's believable as that, as like a cold-blooded killer. He can pull it off. This movie, it's also, like, I call it gun-fu. I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like that John Woo-type stuff that you get, like, in the 90s. It's a lot of, like, gunfights and gunplay, and that's all done really well. It's all choreographed really well. I love, too, like, his motivation for doing it is so... It's, like, it's not even that big.
I mean, like, no, it's
it doesn't even take that much for him to decide he's going to go on this.
So, yeah, it's crazy. So, if, like, something really big happens to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, I'm gonna move past it. Then something very little happens. And he's like, you know what? I'm gonna fucking kill everybody.
Yeah, that's exactly what. But you're just like, all right, you just kind of accept it. And you're like, well, it's, I don't know, man. It worked really well. It's a really fun movie. It's mindless. There is nothing, like, the plot is so thin, but none of that matters, because all they have to do is give you really good action. Like, there's really good, like, it's cartoony violence, like, in a way, you know? It's like that over-the-top violence, yeah. And I love all that. And it's like, every time he's in a situation where things are going wrong, you kind of know something, what's going to happen, but you don't really care. Like, the scene where they have him in the chair and they're putting the bag over his head.
Yeah.
I knew what was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Because they set it up. But I didn't care because I wanted it to happen, you know? It's like...
It's weird. It's like you really root for John Wick in that movie.
Yes. And he's not even really a good guy, you know?
He's not.
At all. Like, they talk about his history and what he did, and...
He's a cold-blooded killer.
Yeah. And they call him Baba Yaga, the boogeyman.
Yeah.
Like, that's... You know, because he comes for you and you can't stop him. And it's like, he's... They turn him into, like, this legend. Like, the point where that Russian dude is, like, singing a song.
About the boogeyman, yeah. He's, like, singing it in another language, too.
Yeah, in Russian.
Yeah.
I was like, he basically takes out the entire Russian mafia.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a pretty great movie. It really was.
Yeah, that's a kick-ass movie. I watched it twice, within the week that I had gotten it. It was so good.
Just mindless entertainment.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know they're making a sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah, they already greenlit it, so they're actually going to do it. I'm curious to see what they do. Like, if they're going to just... Is he going to go, like, continue on in the business? Or are they going to do, like, a prequel-type deal? Or, you know, I'm curious to how they're going to handle that. Because, you know...
Yeah, because I actually own 47 Ronin, and I haven't watched it yet.
I heard that's kind of a mess. So.
Yeah, I heard it's a mess. And I think this came out right after that movie.
It did. A little bit after, yeah. Like, right around the same... This came out in October, I think. I want to say October. And I don't know how well it did, but I know the critics actually were pretty kind to it, so... And people online really loved it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So... Well, I didn't want to look anything up about it, or...
No, I didn't. Actually, I thought that... Funny enough, I thought that the big event that happens to him in the beginning, I thought that was the thing that set him on his course. So I was surprised right from the beginning part
of it, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, because I had seen the trailers and stuff, so I just kind of assumed... Typical sort of action movie, vengeance-type movie, that was going to be the thing.
That was the movie that everybody, when they would talk to me about it, they were like, check it out. I want to talk to you about it so bad, but I don't want to give anything away. Because everybody was telling me good stuff about it. So I just kind of went in blind, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. So last night was Friday the 13th again, which was the second Friday the 13th in a row. Because we had one in February, which we got the show for, obviously.
Yeah.
So I came home last night, and my wife's home, and she's like, so what do you want to watch tonight? And I'm like, well, it's Friday the 13th, so we should watch something, you know, we should watch Friday the 13th. And she was like, no. So I was like, okay. So then I watched Whiplash.
Oh, how was that?
Whiplash was really good, yeah. It's obviously not really a appropriate for this show, but I would highly recommend it. And the dude, J.K. Simmons, the bald dude, you know?
Yeah.
He's basically like a drum teacher. Well, he's not a drum teacher. He's a jazz teacher. And he's just a fucking complete, like, psychopath. And, yeah, it's like he just sits there and berates his kids and calls them, like, cocksuckers. And it's nuts.
He got nominated for, like...
Yeah, J.K. Simmons won an Oscar.
Oscar, whatever.
I would recommend it. It was good. But then after she went to bed, I watched Friday the 13th Part 7, A New Blood, because we had just watched 4, 5, and 6 a month ago. And I hadn't watched Part 7 in a while. And, you know, it's a little bit better, I guess, than I remembered. Or maybe I was just in a different mood. I still think it's pretty weak overall, because I still hate that there's that chick in it that can make shit fly with her mind. If that wasn't in that movie, it's pretty good otherwise. Like, it's got some good kills. Kane Hodder's, it's the first time he was Jason. It's got one of my favorite kills, the sleeping bag kill, where he slams it against the tree.
They recreate that in X.
Yeah, like, it's got all that stuff in it. But that fucking girl that makes shit fly, just stupid. 0.8 miles, exit right. That's my GPS. The way that she takes out Jason in the end is really dumb, too. Like, I don't know if you remember, and I don't think this is spoilery, because everyone's seen it, right?
Yeah.
But she basically, like, summons her dead father out of the lake, and he comes and takes Jason away and puts a chain around his neck.
Yeah, puts him in the water.
It's stupid. Yeah. It's really dumb.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's why, like, I put that on, like, with 8. I still think it's better than 9. But it's like, plus the zombie makeup is kind of cool. Like, because they take Jason's mask off and he's full on zombie and all that. That's all pretty cool.
Yeah, that wasn't one of my favorites.
It's not. I don't watch it all that much. Is this the fucking exit I'm getting off? Yeah, White Plains.
Yeah.
I don't watch it all that much. Like, I still go back to, like, the first 6 more regularly, but the only other thing is this morning I started watching The ABCs of Death 2, because it's on Netflix now. There were some decent segments in it. So I got through M. N. I think I'm through N. And it's better, actually. It's actually overall better than the first movie so far. There's no, like, weird Japanese fart segments. And
I haven't seen either. I haven't, like, seen the
first original
one either.
There's a Japanese segment where, like, this weird guy is, like, obsessed with schoolgirl farts or something, and then he gets sucked into someone's ass.
It's Japanese?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But it's stupid, and it doesn't work for American audiences, and there's a lot of segments in that don't work. This one's stronger so far overall.
Because there's always that weird Japanese shit. Like, I just watched one the other day. It was, like, 4 schoolgirls, and it's, like, that over-the-top, like, if you stab somebody, blood squirts out everywhere.
Yeah.
And, like, one girl had, like, a chain that came out of her ass.
Yeah.
And then another one, like farted stuff out. It was just the most ridiculous movie ever. Miles. And they're enjoyable, but they're just weird.
Yeah, exactly. But that one, yeah. So far, I'm halfway through it, and it's pretty good. Like, there's I'm trying to think of some of the good segments in there. Oh, there's, like, a really weird segment with this guy. He lives with his grandfather. It's letter G. It's called G is for Granddad. And he lives with his grandfather, and he's always, like, complaining about him. And then it just gets really fucking weird. He finds out that his grandfather is, like, sleeping under his bed. And has been sleeping under his bed for a year. Which is really weird. But the whole thing is, like, in every segment, someone dies in some way. You know, like, by a letter of the alphabet.
Yeah.
And they all go in order. So, once I finish it, I'll have to, I might write up a review, because I already did that for the first one, but, I've watched a lot of shit.
So. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of stuff. I just watched this morning, Big Ass Spider.
Oh, yeah.
That's how my
yeah.
morning was. Dude, that movie, as soon as I watched it, I actually went on to look to buy it, because I have to own this movie. Now you saw it, right?
Wait. I saw the first half. Yeah. I didn't get to finish it. I really enjoyed the first half, though.
Yeah, so it's like one of the best modern B-movie creature features probably to date. Like, because most of the new ones that come out now, they try too hard.
Yeah, they're very sci-fi. You know, like, sci-fi is... This one didn't feel like that to me.
No, I mean, this one, it had all the... all the moments where it's on a green screen with just people acting to nothing and running. But they do it so well to the point where they know they're like, they're just doing it because that's the way most of those sci-fi creatures movies. Old Godzilla movies where they're running away from Godzilla and they're just on a green screen. They do a lot of that in this, but it works so well. And most movies don't do that now. They just try too hard, where this one just goes with it.
The acting is better in this, too, than, say, like, the sci-fi stuff. I think the acting is overall better.
Oh, for sure.
The lead guy there, the exterminator guy, I like him.
He's hilarious.
He was in that show, Heroes. Did you ever watch that show?
I saw a few episodes.
Yeah, he was in that show, and that's where I always know him from.
But him and the little Mexican guy?
Yeah, he's got a sidekick, right?
Yeah, him and the Mexican guy, the chemistry between them is like, they've been acting together for years. Like, they work so well together, and... It's so funny because, like, when he's in the vent and he's like, U.S. to Mexico, U.S. to Mexico. Like, it's just these weird, like inside jokes that they do that are just so funny.
I like that the main character is, like, just an exterminator, too. I don't know, there's something about that that I just...
Yeah, he's nothing more than a guy who knows a lot about spiders.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why he's the hero.
And
there's no other reason for it. He just kills bugs for a living.
Yeah, his sidekick is just, like, a lonely, like, security guy who happens to have a gun for some reason.
Yeah. They don't usually give them guns. They give them, like, tasers and shit, right?
Yeah, they get, like, tasers and billy clubs.
Yeah.
So that's actually on Netflix, so that's where I watched it. Great movie for me. Like, I loved every moment of it. There wasn't a moment of that movie where I was like, all right, come on, let's go. And Ray Wise is in it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Is he, like, the military guy?
Yeah, he's, like, the main military guy. Which actually, wasn't he just with Adam Green and Digging Up DeMarro?
Yes, which I want to see.
Yeah. I haven't seen that yet either, but I know he's with him in that too. So,
but I did watch something else actually. I didn't mention. I watched The Purge: Anarchy.
Yeah, I haven't got around to that yet.
I think it's worth the watch. It's got like so much going for it, so it's set up like. Fuck, this asshole's like a fucking dickhead. It's set up, you think it's gonna be like this 80s style exploitation movie, because it's basically there's this one dude, right? And he's got this like armored car, and he's going out to seek vengeance on the men responsible for killing his son. So he's gonna go out on purge night and kill him, and that's when he can do it. So I'm like, alright, this is gonna be a pretty awesome movie. He's like decked out with guns and shit, so it's like Escape from New York, you know, like it's got that vibe, Mad Max type vibe. It could have been really awesome like that, like a dude out on the streets on purge night just taking vengeance, killing, you know, like gang members and shit. Like that's all I wanted. Like, but then they bog it down, like they bring in a bunch of social commentary, but it's so obvious what that is, and it's the same thing. Like I was fine with it in the first one, like all the commentary they had about rich and poor and stuff, I was fine with that. But in this one, I felt like I just wanted an action movie.
Yeah.
And it gets, like, it's basically just this dude trying to keep these other four people alive because they end up stuck on purge night. And then there's, like, a big government conspiracy thing that gets uncovered. And I don't know, there's, like, a lot of really good stuff in there, so it's worth watching. But there's also a lot of stuff in there that just felt, it's like half-baked ideas, you know, like, they're like, all right, so we want a scene where we're going to take these people and we're going to abduct them and then rich people are going to hunt them. All right, that's fine. You know, that's kind of a cool idea. But then if that's your idea, then kind of go with that. Don't make that a 5-minute segment of the movie. And then like, oh, we're going to do this scene where there's this guy who pays army guys to go into these buildings and take people out so he can kill them. And that's, okay, fine, that's a good idea, but... Why do you need that, and then that, and then, oh, well, we're also going to have these other guys that are anti-government, and they're going to go out on purge night, and they're going to start killing rich people to make a point about how they're against the purge. All right, so that's another idea. It's like, they have 4 or 5 different ideas going on in this movie, and none of them ever really come together.
What?
When all you needed was a dude in a cool car with lots of guns killing people. That's all you
needed. That'd be awesome.
That's the movie you need, right? That's... For 12 hours, he can go out and take vengeance on anyone who was responsible for his son's death. He could be like Snake Plissken. He could be Mad Max. And
that'd be awesome.
You know what I mean? Doesn't that sound like he's got a fucking awesome armored car? He's loaded with guns. He's military, so he's trained. So, like, they set all this up, so you know he's capable.
See, I think with Dawn, I haven't seen that one yet, but the first one, for me, was great concept, great idea, but at the end, it just doesn't pan out to the point where I'm like, I want to watch that again.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the first one. I watched it 2 times, and I probably would watch it again. I enjoyed it enough. But this one, I probably wouldn't watch this one again for sure, even though it had a lot more going for it. Like, it could have been so much more fun, you know, and they just fucking get, I think it was rushed. You know, I think that's what it was. They were like, all right, first one's a hit. We need to have another one out in June. They had 12 months to get it together.
Trying to cash in on it quick.
Yeah, so they slapped it together, and that, you know, rather than take the time to write a good script and just take one concept and go with it and flesh it out, you know?
Yeah.
I would say still watch it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to take a look at it when I get a chance. It's one of those ones that's kind of on my...
Watch that stuff by herself. So she's like, well, why don't we watch that? Because I'm not going to watch it unless you're here. So that's the only reason I ended up watching it anyway. And I was like, all right, well, it looks interesting, so I'll check it out. But worth a watch, but not anywhere near as good as it should have been.
Yeah. So it's weird because I got set up for these alerts for, like, when the releases and stuff come out. For some reason, this one came through a couple of weeks ago. We just haven't really got a chance to sit down and talk. So, but did you hear the latest about the Reanimator?
I didn't know there was anything going on with that.
Yeah, so a while ago they did a Reanimator. Jeremy Combs is in it, a few other people. And it says...
Jeffrey
Combs, yeah. It says, it seems that the filmmakers were unable to find enough funding to move forward, reportedly due to the producers afraid of the political satire and the jabs at former President George W. Bush. Now that we have a new president, what was originally in the script would no longer work. It says, ignoring the previous 3 films, the story focuses on a Bush-like president who dies in office.
I did hear about this, yeah.
And Dr. Herbert is going to reanimate him. So that was the premise of the movie.
Yeah,
and it says,
I remember hearing about that. I figured they'd never make it.
Yeah, it says current status, development hell. So I'm not sure if they filmed half of it or did some of it and were just unable to move forward with it.
I would guess that they, first of all, like you said, you need money to pull that off, right? That's a pretty big idea. It's not like it's even just a dude in his house or whatever anymore. You're talking about the White House.
You're talking about a huge landmark that you got
to
replicate.
Yeah, you have to make that pretty believable. And then you need an investor, who's willing to put their money behind something like that and be like, yeah, go ahead and make a satire, you know, about George Bush, Republican Party, whatever it is you're going to do. I would love to see it because I'd love to have another Reanimator movie.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I certainly don't want a remake, so a sequel would be the way to go.
The second one was alright.
Yeah, the third one is the prison one. Right? That's the prison one.
Well, the second one was Bride Reanimator.
Yeah.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah,
it was okay. But the prison one just did nothing for me.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
I saw it once. I was really disappointed because I thought that had a lot of potential too. You know, this idea that Herbert West would be in prison and he would still be doing his experiments there.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of potential there, but yeah, I remember not liking it.
You gotta make it believable that there's a laboratory in a basement of a prison that you can go to, so.
Yeah, wasn't that funny.
Monster Squad.
Yeah, that's still in development. Yeah, I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Yeah, it says, this was 8/4 of 14. This is why I don't know why my alerts didn't come through right away. A recent interview with Platinum Dunes producer Andrew Form and Brad Fuller revealed that they currently aren't developing the remake anymore, quoting It's Dead. So the future of the movie is done. It's no longer in development.
I'm okay with that. I
would have not liked to see a remake.
No, I would like to see another movie.
Updated version of it.
Yeah, possibly. You know? But I wouldn't mind seeing, like, a new version of that where it's them 30 years later. I think it would be interesting. You know, because you could play it for more. You could play it the comedy, because the first one's a comedy.
Yeah.
But
I mean, nowadays they might be able to get the rights to all the monsters to do a
Maybe. It's still tough, man.
I mean, the Monster Squad was great. The monsters were good for what they worked with. But, you know, maybe nowadays with everybody crossing, you know,
well, with Universal rebooting that whole thing, they probably aren't going to let anybody do anything with it because they've got that. I don't like everybody's calling it the Avengers of Universal Monsters.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not like they're putting them all together in like this giant universe and.
Yeah, they're making one huge movie.
Big
with all
action
of them.
Movies, and it's a really weird way to go with it. So I can't see anybody getting a Monster Squad movie off the ground because how the hell are you going to get the rights? Universal's not going to let anybody do anything with those characters. Did I hear any other? I feel like there's more news that I've heard, but.
I got one here for you that you might enjoy. One of your little favorite B-movies here. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah.
It's getting a triple X movie. It's already being made. There's a trailer for it. You can watch it.
Like triple X? Oh, like
yeah,
a parody?
Like a porn.
What's it called, you know?
It's called Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Oh, wait.
Porn parody?
Killer Clowns from Outer Space gets an XXX treatment. There's actually a trailer for it. You can watch it. It doesn't even look like...
So wait, triple X means...
It's called Killer Cleavage from Outer Space.
Okay. Yeah. So wait, is it actual triple X? Because doesn't that mean like full when they have full-on anal
yeah,
and shit?
Yeah, it's porn.
Yeah, but it's full-on porn.
Like, it's full-on porn.
What? So people are going to be fucking clowns and stuff?
Yeah, well, the girls are the clowns. It's weird.
So the girls are the clowns. You
yeah,
think the dudes
but they're not
the
in costumes. It's weird. It kind of looks like the makeup from like... some like 80s like horror movie like where it's just they slapped on you remember the chick in the Evil Dead like she was like wearing like a weird clown makeup
yes.
She was
yeah,
the makeup,
when she put like her own makeup on
yeah.
She was all, yeah
it almost looks like that oh it's God. Like really like cheesy
you'd think that they would have like male clowns fucking females like normal you don't think you'd make the females look like clowns
yeah but it's called Killer Cleavage from Outer Space
that's why
so.
I know that's why but They should have come up with some other way to have clowns banging chicks. Because unless you have like a clown fetish. You know what I mean? Like,
what if you really like porn, but you're scared of clowns?
That'd be awesome, actually.
You just see some dude, like, just freaking, basically pulling his putt, but crying, scared
yeah,
in the corner.
While someone goes to Pound Town on a clown.
I have some awesome news here for you, though.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Now, didn't that movie just get caught up in the strike?
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it's like around the same time I heard David Hasselhoff was in it, I also heard that they were on strike for pay or something, that like the crew had gone on strike. You know, I think it was money. I'm pretty sure that they had to stop shooting. I don't know if they sorted it out. I'm sure they will because sci-fi makes a lot of money off that.
Oh, yeah. How would sci-fi not have enough money to pay? Or
they have enough money to pay. Yeah. That's their biggest fucking thing. Like, they make so much money off those movies in advertising.
Oh, yeah.
Like the last movie, remember? Like, it had, like, fucking Subway in there, and what was it? City Field or whatever was in there, I think. It was,
yeah.
Like, they like, have the money to pay their fucking I'm sure they're paying Hasselhoff enough.
Yeah, like, people know? Shit all over these movies, but, like, we were just talking... Like, my daughter loves just cheesy shark movies, so we watch a lot of them. And I actually really like the Sharknado movies for what they are. They're really enjoyable for me, anyway.
Did you watch the second one yet?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But
the
best I love
thing
the
about
one.
It is the opening scene.
I've seen the first one probably 10 times.
Yeah, no, the best thing about two is it never gets as good as the opening scene when they're on the plane, and they fly the plane into a Sharknado, and then Ian Ziering has to land the plane while the door is... pulled off the plane and there's sharks flying into the plane.
Oh, yeah?
Like, there's never a point in the movie that reaches that level of awesomeness. Like, when Tara Reid, like, when the shark flies onto her hand and she's got, it's just so stupid, but it's awesome. And then, it's still enjoyable, but that first fucking 10 minutes is so good.
Yeah, well, it's like the first one where the shark jumps, eats him with a chainsaw,
yes.
And then he cuts his way out.
They do
like,
something like that again in this one, but they up the ante on it. So.
I also read this. I saw this and I was like, fuck yeah. Did you hear about the new Ghostbusters movie?
Yeah.
The new Ghostbusters movie.
This is getting weird, man. I'm getting really confused.
So there's one with the girls.
Right.
Then they're doing another one with talks with Channing Tatum.
Yeah. Well, and Chris Pratt.
Yes. they're going to be two of the Ghostbusters.
Yes.
But also, Dan Aykroyd's actually attached to this one.
Well, yeah, I know. There's like some weird, I don't know what it is. Here's what I think they're going to do. I think it's fine. This is kind of like the idea I think that Dan Aykroyd had early on, which is, what if you took the Ghostbusters and franchised it? So, like, they had a Ghostbusters franchise in Chicago. They had Ghostbusters in L.A. They had Ghostbusters. That was, like, his original idea, was let's take it and create these. Like, what if they sold the, like, if the original Ghostbusters sold the rights to their name, their name, and it'd be their own version of it.
That'd be awesome.
So I think that's what they're going to do. I think this might be set in, like, Chicago, and it'll actually be tied to the other movie, but that movie's going to be in New York. So I think you're going to have, like...
So the girls are going to be in New York.
I think so.
And the guys will be in Chicago.
Yeah, so it's a completely different movie. It still all exists in the same continuity. But, yeah, you get...
And eventually you could intertwine both of them.
Yes, and I think they want to do more. I think they want to do, like, four of these things. Like, I think they want to do, like, a fucking huge Ghostbusters franchise with all different people. It's an interesting way to go, you know?
Yeah, I mean, between me and you and...
Everybody listening.
The people that are listening, I actually don't mind Channing Tatum at all.
He's great in comedy.
Yeah, he's an awesome comedic... Like, I actually watched... I caught it about 3-4 minutes into the movie, and I kind of walked by the TV of the fighter. The old lady was watching it.
He's in The Fighter?
Is it? It's The Fighter, right?
Foxcatcher, the new one he's in, or?
No, this is an older movie.
The Fighter's the one with Mark Wahlberg. Is he in that?
No, this is the one with, I think it's The Fighter, with Channing Tatum, and he's like, he's selling shit on the street for money. And then some dude tries to rob him.
Oh, I saw that movie.
And he, like, beats
the
guy up.
It's not called The Fighter. It's called, he's like a street fighter type guy.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Can't remember what it's not called The Fighter. It's called, I saw it with my wife when it came out on video.
Yeah, so
that's not a bad movie.
I kind of walked by it, and I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting. And then I kind of came back, and then I was like, I kind of watched it again, and I was like, yeah, fuck this, it's Channing Tatum. And then I wound up sitting down and finishing it. And I was like, that's really not a bad movie. Like, he was really good in that.
If you... In the 21 and 22 Jump Street movies, he's really fucking funny in those movies. Like, I saw both of them.
Oh, yeah.
He is really funny. So, if this is going to be an action comedy, he can do comedy. The guy can do it. So,
yeah, just don't let him take a shirt. Don't take a shirt off.
Yeah, we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And the only other thing with that, with the casting there that I... is the Chris Pratt thing. I like Chris Pratt. But that dude is in everything now.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get to the point where we're going to be like, fuck Chris Pratt. Because he's in, he's apparently going to be in that if they do it. He's got Guardians, which, you know, fine. He's apparently going to be in the new Indiana Jones. He's going to be, what else is he in? There's another big one, too, that he's attached to.
Yeah, I don't know.
But there's going to be a point where we're all going to be like, all right, we've had enough Chris Pratt. You know, because Chris Pratt is always... the same guy.
Yeah, he plays the same character and everything.
You know, which is fine and everything, but I'd be curious to see what the rest of the casting is going to look like on the Ghostbusters, but I'm curious. You know, I would definitely watch it. Me too, so I'll give them both a shot. But I like that they're, because basically what will happen, I think, is the female one will come out in 2016.
This one is set to shoot...
a year later, right?
Yeah, this one's set to shoot this summer, so it won't be out for a year.
Yeah, they're supposed to come out, like, a year apart or something, and then I think they want to do another one after that. And yeah, I would guess crossover is pretty much...
a given.
Gonna happen. Yeah, I did read that, though. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I saw it the other day, and I'm like, oh, yeah. So. We're almost there, no?
So it's gonna be there in, like, 15 minutes. We're really early. So, we made good time.
Hell yeah.
We didn't have to be there till 5, so.
Yeah, you get bullshit. Time flies.
Yeah.
Because we're in White Plains now, right?
Yeah. We'll get stuck at lights, and we won't be there in 15 minutes, but that's just fucking shit.
We'll go hang out at the bar, have a couple beers or something.
Yeah, at least they sell beer. They got a bar in the lobby.
Yeah.
Alright, well, if we got nothing else to talk about, we'll try and record when we get out.
Yeah.
We'll just kind of see. Talk about how the show... These guys put on a great show, by the way. Because I've been to all the Hudson Horror Shows. Every single one. In Poughkeepsie. And this is their second one in Yonkers. And these guys go all out for their shows. So,
yeah. Well, this is my first time to an Alamo Draft House.
Yeah.
And my first time to the Hudson Horror Show.
Yeah, and they do, like, the whole 35mm trailers. They do giveaways. I mean, they put on a great show. So it's going to be a good show. I already know it. And they're announcing Hudson Horror 11 tonight. So they're going to actually announce at least some of the movies that are going to be on in June 13th or something. Yeah. All right. Well, we should be back after. All right. So it's about 11:45 at night. We just got out of the Hudson Horror Show March Madness at the Alamo Draft House. So, Mike, this was your first Hudson Horror Show. What'd you think?
Ah, fucking enjoyed every minute of it. Yeah. It was great.
It's a good time, right?
Yeah.
So we watched Sleepaway Camp, Giant Spider Invasion, and Blood Beach. So we'll just kind of run through the three movies, yeah. So Sleepaway Camp, obviously, we did a whole show where we talked about Sleepaway Camp and a couple others. But what'd you think about, you know, it's better with an audience, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen Sleepaway Camp a bunch of times.
Yeah.
With a select few people, but watching it, like, in a theater is so much better.
Yeah, because the audience is so into it.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, people are laughing at the right times, and, you know, everybody's having a good time. I don't know, man. That movie's actually a ton of fun, and that's...
It is.
It's not a good movie, you know? Like, it's okay, but... It's just so fucking ridiculous, inappropriate.
Yeah, just children swearing, like...
Yeah, right, like a weird pedophile guy.
Yeah. I think we've gone over that in the past pods, but... So, I actually ran out to go to the bathroom. Two of the cast members were there.
Yeah, Felissa Rose and the other guy.
When I came back in, I was like, wow, that guy looks really familiar. And then you said to me, that's Mike Santoro's brother, which I didn't know who that was at first.
Sorrentino.
Yeah, and you were like, the Sitch from Jersey Shore. And I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea that was his brother at all.
Yeah, so apparently the little boy in Sleepaway Camp, who is like Angela as a little kid, was played by this little boy who was the Situation's brother. Frank Sorrentino or something. And he looks just like the Situation.
Oh, yeah, identical to him.
I mean, it's gotta be weird for him because I bet, like, up until the Situation was on the Jersey Shore, like, Frank or whatever his name is probably, like, the famous one. They're like, yeah, he was in this movie, Sleepaway Camp, you know, and that was, like, their claim to fame.
So his only role in that was...
Little boy.
Was the little boy.
Yeah, that's all he did. He didn't even say anything. Yeah, and he still is out doing the convention circuits and whatever, so. Wow. Felissa Rose, though, I mean, she's pretty cool. She's,
Yeah, she was real cool.
She's an attractive young lady now. She's got to be in her 40s. She looks good, though.
Yeah, a lot different than she did in the movie.
Yeah. But she owns it, you know. She's like, yeah, this is the one thing that I did that... She didn't say meal ticket, but in a way she sort of did, you know. It's that one thing that's allowed her to have the career she does.
Yeah, and she's
old. She knows what it is, you know. She knows it's not a masterpiece, but at least she's not ashamed of it. Definitely embraces it, seems to, like, enjoy the fans and whatnot, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was cool.
Yeah, no, that was good to watch in a crowd, it really was.
So then the next movie was The Giant Spider Invasion.
Yeah, which I had never seen, but that I never seen before.
Me neither. It's like basically a 50s B-movie throwback made in 1975 where, like, this meteorite thing crashes. I don't even know, like, the science in this movie.
Yeah,
I at first I thought it was because a meteor crashed, and then they said it was because of a black hole. And then they said, I don't know, it was like all this different stuff, but basically this giant spider starts attacking this small town, and it's just a, you know, a fake spider on top of a car that they drive down the street.
Yeah. Because the legs don't even touch the ground.
Yeah, I mean, like, that movie Them from 1954 with the fake ants, with the giant ants, the ants looked better in 1954 than the spiders looked.
It's hilarious, because there's a part of this where she goes into the barn. and the spider falls from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And all it is one of those giant, like, spiders you buy for Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. I have one in my attic.
Yeah. That's all it was.
Same. And, like, there was one that came out of the drawer, too, like, out of her dresser drawer.
Yeah, it was, like, the same thing.
And it's pretty clear that there's just somebody probably behind the dresser, like, pushing a fake spider out.
Out, yeah. Yeah. Because the legs don't move or anything. It just kind of, like, gets pushed out of the door.
Yeah, but it's hilarious. It's a fun... It's actually... It was a lot of fun. It's stupid. And the effects are really cheesy. And the acting is really cheesy. But, I mean, I definitely was entertained. And once it really gets going... Like, it takes a little while to get going. But that last, like, half of the movie... like, when the spider's attacking and everybody's running. I mean, that shit's...
Yeah.
Actually, incredibly funny.
Yeah, the part where, when you went out to the bathroom, there was a part where the spider was on top of the house.
Yeah, I missed
and
that.
And its legs were just like coming through the walls of the house, and it was just basically the Halloween spider on top of like a model house. But it was the most awesome scene in the whole movie. But it was just you could just tell it was just like strings and I mean it was pretty bad, but really entertaining.
Well, apparently the only way you can watch that is on VHS, or if you're lucky enough to see a screening of it.
Yeah, well, this was a clean print. This was actually a really nice print.
Yeah, I mean, 70s, it had that reddish, you know, reddish hue to it a bit, but you kind of expect that. But yeah, that movie, I enjoyed it, thought it was a good time. The Blood Beach, and it's basically about a beach in Los Angeles where people are getting sucked into the sand and being eaten by something, and you know.
Yeah.
This movie's pretty bad.
This is a hard one to get through. Like I said, I watched this on Pub to Hub, and it was, I think it took me 2 tries to get through it. 14 miles. And I slightly remember different parts, but I don't know if it was the one that I watched compared to this one.
Yeah, well, like I told you, I have, like, a VHS bootleg of it, and I had watched, like, 45 minutes of it, and I just always thought that I, for whatever reason, stopped it and never went back to it, but I think I realized now that it's just incredibly boring.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'd think it sounds like a really cool idea, like, oh, there's people being sucked into the sand by some creature, and they're all being eaten alive, and it's like this Jaws ripoff, but it's boring. It's like...
Well, nothing happens.
Nothing happens in this movie, yeah, and it there's no suspense. It's not even, like, really all that funny. I get a little bit, like, there's some dialogue that's kind of funny, but...
You're just basically laughing. This was great to watch it in this environment.
Yeah, it's probably the best place you can watch it.
Yeah, when I watched it at my house, it was just tough to get through. But here, with, you know, people laughing and, you know, cheering at the badness of it, really helps you pay attention to it more.
Yeah, it definitely helps it, but, phew, like, I couldn't see a lot of people. Maybe I'm wrong, I'm sure there's an audience for it, but, man, and you don't even get to see the monster till the end, and it's not even anything, like I said to you, I'd rather have seen some guy in a rubber suit running around.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like at one point they made like this comment, like, what's this asshole doing? Fuck you. Fuck.
What the fuck?
He's a proud parent of a scholar. Well, the driver ain't no scholar.
Yeah, I know. The driver doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He's got his four ways on.
I know.
Not even a blinker.
Putting his four ways on because he's about to cause an accident. What was I saying? Oh, yes. What was I saying? Like, at one point they said, they were calling it, people in town were calling it, like, the monster of Blood Beach or something. And I was thinking, like, if, like, that title is something that you would have gotten back in, like, the 60s or the 50s. And that's, like, a movie I'd want to watch. Just a guy in a rubber suit running around, like,
yeah,
whether it be abducting women, whether it be, well, whatever that is, you know, it's, like, Humanoids from the Deep is a similar thing.
I have no idea what this guy's doing.
Oh my god.
I don't think he knows either.
I know.
He's getting in a lane that's gonna end. The lane ends right here.
Alright, well.
Wow.
What he's doing. Maybe his car broke down, I don't know.
But yeah, no, this here, I don't even think that any of the actors were probably there when the monster was there, because the monster's basically
no,
just
I think
cuts
you're right. Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. Like, I think they shot that. It might have even been, who knows? It could have been like a miniature, and you wouldn't even know it because of the way they shot it. It reminded me of one of the creatures from The Thing. Like, there's a scene where, like, it's like a flower that opens up.
Yeah, yeah, with a big tonsil in the
yeah,
middle.
But it's like a really cheap version of that. I don't know. It was...
this hair is like a cheesy puppet.
And then what sucks is that, like, not to spoil the ending, but they blow it up, right? And they tell you, like, the one scientist is like, if you blow it up, it might scatter, and then it can regenerate itself into multiple creatures, you know?
Yeah, well, his line was, you can blow it up into pieces, but what happens to the pieces?
Yeah, yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, like, oh, so we're going to get, like, a third act... Right, they're gonna blow it up because that's what you do in these movies, right? You never kill it on the first try, so you blow it up, and then you're gonna get like a final act where like a bunch of these creatures are gonna be killing people, and then they're gonna have to do something. But what we get is that's what happens as the credits are rolling.
Yeah.
So the movie's over, and you're like, oh, all right, yeah, all these people are gonna start dying on the beach. We're gonna get this huge slaughter. And that's going to be like, you know, this is finally going to get picked up. We're going to get like 10 or 15 minutes of just of that. And then the fucking movie's over.
Just ends.
Yeah.
But you never actually even see the thing get blown up.
No,
you just assume.
Yeah. You
that
just kind of
yeah.
see stuff cave in. Yeah, it's ah.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I would never watch it again. I'll never watch it again. I'll say that.
Yeah, no, they put on a great show. They do giveaways and.
Yeah, we didn't.
Good
we
time.
Didn't win anything, but the questions were tougher this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. But,
great then, venue too.
Yeah, the Alamo.
Like, the Alamo's really, really nice.
And then in June they're going to be doing another show, and they're showing Miss 45, which is nuts. I mean, that's nuts. And
yeah.
then Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2, Freddy's Revenge. Which is just such a fun movie and so ridiculous and all, like, the weird, like, homosexual stuff that's in there.
Yeah.
That's
a good one to watch in a crowd, too.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one to watch with a group. And then Jaws, man. Jaws.
Yeah. All in 35mm.
Oh, my God.
And they're doing... It was funny because he was like...
They haven't actually said them. They usually do a mystery movie and they don't tell you what it is until it comes up on the screen. And then they... swear everyone to secrecy who's in the room to not blog or Facebook or Twitter, you know, tweet about what the movie is because they always want to keep it a complete secret.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to do it, though.
Yeah, it's a fun show, though. They, you know, it's just a fun show. And it's always 35mm, and they always show great movies, so.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
No, it was. Yeah, it was.
And it's not too late. Normally when I come back from the other shows, it's like 3 a.m., so. This isn't too bad.
Yeah, it's what? Is that clock right?
Yeah.
So it's...
It's like just...
12 o'clock.
Midnight, yeah.
Yeah. Got a little ride home. But... At least it ain't raining, no.
Yeah, it's just foggy as fuck.
Yeah. On our way up, it was downpouring and sleeting and... Sucked.
Yeah.
Now it's clear, so... Alright, anything you want to add?
That's it. That's all I have to say. I'm tired. I want to go home.
Hell yeah.
When I look... into your eyes, it comes as no surprise, you're slipping away, Angie, you're the love of my life, it's so cold at night, I'm begging you to stay. I don't wanna let you go. I don't wanna let them know. just what I